would like to invite all the children to come up now for the time for all ages. And also, anybody who particularly loves mermaids, you are also welcome to come up.
Hello, hello. Does that music sound kind of mermaidy, like a little bit watery?
Yes.
So this is a really special book that I am very excited to share. It's called Julian is a Mermaid. And maybe you would like to have some of this mermaidy kind. This is the water. You can share it around. It's long. And this is one of those books where a lot of the story is told in pictures, and it's going to be really hard for all the grown-ups who are in the back to see the pictures. So if there's any kids here who aren't shy about talking in a microphone, could you raise your hand so I could see who anybody who might be willing to describe one of the pictures? You're all shy? You two? Well, okay, great. I might ask you to describe one or two of the pictures so the grown-ups can know what's happening in the story, even though they can't see the pictures. Okay. Do you want to come more over here so that you can see the book? You can. I mean, you can come, and that way you'll see the pictures better. This book has really beautiful pictures, and it starts with a little boy named Julian whose grandma is taking him to the subway because they're going to go to the swimming pool, which is something they do every Saturday morning. And there's mermaids on the subway. And it says, this is a boy named Julian, and this is his abuela, and those are some mermaids. Julian loves mermaids. You too? Me too. So what is happening in this picture?
He's in the water, and he's kind of turning into a mermaid.
Is he really in the water, or is he maybe imagining that while he's on the subway?
I think he's imagining it.
I think he is imagining it, but you can tell that he has the most wonderful imagination because there he is, really looks like he's becoming a mermaid. Wow. Vámonos, mijo. This is our stop. Time to get off the subway. And what's happening here?
So he's getting off and the mermaids are getting off too.
They might be going one more stop. They're waving goodbye. What's happening here?
They're having fun.
They're having fun in a fire hydrant. It must be a hot day. Abuela, did you see the mermaids? I saw them, mijo. Abuela, I am also a mermaid. Okay, they're home now from swimming. And Abuela says to Julian, I'm going to take a bath. You be good. Somebody up here said, uh-oh, because you always know when a parent or a grandparent says, you be good in a story, something is about to happen. Okay, now Julian has a good idea. And who wants to describe what Julian's doing in this picture?
And he's putting plants in his hair.
Perfect description. He took off his clothes and he's making beautiful mermaid hair out of ferns. And it looks like he's also decorating his mermaid hair with flowers. And what's happening here? Anybody else want to describe?
Tail.
What? Oh, a mermaid tail. Out of what? What's he making his mermaid tail? He took the curtains off the window and made a mermaid tail. Okay, what? Now what's he? Oh, here comes Abuela out of her bath, and she's looking at Julian in his mermaid tail with his fern mermaid hair, and he's looking at her. What do you think he's thinking here? I think his face looks like he's thinking, am I in big trouble? Because I took the curtain off and I took some of the fern leaves. And she says, come here, mijo. And she does have a stern expression on her face. But you can't really tell. For me, abuela? What's she giving him? A beautiful pink necklace. For you, Julian. And now she's taking him outside. She's got her parasol, and he is wearing his beautiful mermaid finery. And he says, where are we going? And she says, you'll see. Mermaids, whispers Julian. Like you, mijo. Let's join them. Can you see what it is? That's exactly where the other mermaids in the beginning of the story were going. They were going to a mermaid parade, and Julian's abuela brought him to the mermaid parade so that he could be with all the other mermaids. And they go, and they do. And that's the end. Now, usually at this point, after we have the story, we start singing and you guys start walking out, right? But today we're going to do something a little bit different because we have special mermaid lyrics to our song, and we want all of you to be able to sing the mermaid song. So we're going to sing it through once, and then when we sing it through the second time, you can walk out, and please bring the water with you as you walk out, and Poppy will help you with that, okay?